Welcome to CPA Spotlight, a look at the issues that impact CPAs, their clients, and their businesses from the Maryland Association of CPAs. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bill Sheridan. You know, so often we never really find out how good or bad our leaders really are until we hit a crisis. And it seems to me that the CPA profession couldn't have asked for a better volunteer leader during this economic crisis than Ernie Almonte. Ernie is Rhode Island's Auditor General. He's chair of the Audit Committee for the U.S. Department of Defense, and he's wrapping up a year-long stint as chair of the American Institute of CPAs. Now, if you're not familiar with what the AICPA chair does, just imagine volunteering a year of your time and spending that time traveling from coast to coast, talking to CPAs, asking questions, offering advice, and getting ideas. And that's just some of what Ernie has been doing this past year. And Ernie is eternally optimistic. He always takes a long-term view of the world. And no matter what our current situation is, he's always looking for opportunities we can take advantage of from that situation and make ourselves stronger in the long run as a result. And this economic crisis is no exception. He's aware of the pain that many people are feeling, CPAs included, but he's finding many opportunities as well. And he says one of the most important roles that CPAs can play right now is to help people identify and take advantage of those opportunities. I had a chance to sit down with Ernie recently and talk briefly about some of those opportunities. Here's what he had to say.
Ernie, it's been a challenging year for everyone. What's been the biggest challenge that CPAs have faced recently in your view?
One of the things that I've seen is that as I've traveled across the country is this whole area about financial literacy. And when you look at that, really could be leveraged into many ways. It's teaching individuals how to handle their finances, but also for CPAs, teaching their clients and their employers how to handle with financial literacy. One of the examples I've been trying to say is that if you took this approach and tried to help the employees of your clients, say you're a public accounting firm, and you went to your employees of your clients and taught them to handle financial literacy in a better way, well, now they can be more focused on their job as opposed to being worried about their finances back at home, will their automobile be foreclosed on or repossessed, or their home be foreclosed on. So I look at this, is an incredible opportunity for CPAs across the country to be engaged in this area, because this is the worst recession since the Depression. And you know, whether it's 30, 40, 50 years from now, people are always going to be looking back, how did you get through that time? To me, this is an opportunity for us to show everybody this is what CPAs did to help get through this time, both individuals, the cities and towns, and their clients.
Financial literacy has been a priority of the AICPA and the profession now for a number of years. Have the CPAs that you've talked to been particularly receptive to this idea and eager to kind of jump on board and spread that message?
Well, for the most part, yes, they have. Those that have not, that I've spoken to, I've told them this is a customer service that you could do, client service. As I just mentioned, that part about going into the firms and teaching into their clients and talking to their employees, if you tell them that's a business strategy to make your employers more engaged and not worried about outside influences. So to get the rest of the group into finding that is something you want to spend time on, I would say that's a great thing. But I do see that not everyone's engaged in that because they're involved in different things, whether it be audit, tax, and they're really busy with what they're doing. So it's just one more item you put it on their plate. But when you explain to them that it could help your clients be more successful, then they understand that, say, they want to get engaged.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about the challenges that have been out there. On the other hand, what are the opportunities that you think CPAs have in front of them now?
Well, I think there's several opportunities for CPAs, the ones in public accounting firms, to develop a stronger bond with their clients, to go out and help them get through, manage their way through this time, to teach them how to streamline their business, how to work for the long-term goal as opposed to the short-term goal, because things will change. We live in a cyclical world. It's going to come back the way it always has. So it's getting them prepared to get through this time, but be prepared to pounce on opportunities as soon as they arise. And a lot of times people focus on the present, but that's what CPAs can do. As I always talk about, it's going back up to the balcony and looking at that 30,000-foot view and be able to step in and resolve their issues for the future.
While CPAs in public practice are trying to help their clients through this rough time, obviously they're feeling some pain of their own in managing their own businesses. How are they balancing those two things?
Well, one of the things, just like in their advice that they would give to clients, the accounting firms are really taking a look at their own operations. There's a lot of opportunities right now. If you're looking at even where you lease your space, with the commercial leases, vacancies increasing, it gives CPA firms an opportunity to think about the future and expand their space, or maybe even contract their space if they have to contract their space. Rates are dropping so much that they can actually drop the operating costs by quite a bit if they start looking at things like that. And there's also things about working out agreements with the clients. You know, a lot of the clients are coming and saying, well, we want to look at the fee structure. But one of the things that we should be doing as CPA firms, if there is a reduction in the fees, to get something out of this. And one of the things could be is telling the clients, okay, if I'm willing to reduce the fee, then you have to make sure you get your records in better order to make this audit more efficient for us. And then we both can drive the cost down on this thing because we're making the audit more efficient. So it can be communication between the CPA firm and the clients. But then besides just people in public practice, so even the CPAs are in private practice and education, there are many ways we can take our life experiences and our education to go back and help our employees and our fellow employees to make those companies more efficient, or in education, to streamline the cost of education, because we have a skill set. We're teaching courses if you're teaching a course in a university, but university costs are going up and up and up. So maybe if they took the time to take their skill sets there and start to educate the finance departments of the university, we can help to drive down that cost of education.
Now, you've spent the past year talking to CPAs from coast to coast, and I'm just curious, what sticks out in your mind when you think back on those conversations?
Well, one of the things, by doing this, this is an incredible opportunity I have to be the chairman, but it really goes to show me how much passion the CPAs I'm meeting have in our profession. They truly believe in the integrity of our profession and being trustworthy and accountable. They understand that's the bedrock of our profession. And it's great to see, because throughout the whole country, you hear that. That's what they really believe in. And that's what we do stand for. We bring trust to the whole business world. Accounting is the language of business, but accountants bring the trust to those numbers, and that's so important. They understand that. The other thing, too, is they understand we're in a lifelong learning profession, and it really is important because we live in a complex world and it takes complex solutions, and they understand that throughout their career, they always have to go back and train and retrain. You know, really, the people that are going to be successful in the future are the ones that are going to be able to unlearn the things that they've learned in the past and learn the new things that are coming up. And that it's such a rapid progression that we have to be available, we have to be open-minded to do that. And I find that CPAs across the country are willing to do that.
What's been the most fulfilling thing that you've experienced personally in the past year?
Well, for me, I tell everyone this is the best experience of my whole life. I've been involved in so many things. Throughout this first 9 months of being the chairman, I feel like I'm getting another master's degree. It really is. Every day, when you think about being successful in any career, part of it's networking. I'm meeting leaders, people exercising leadership all across the country in our profession. I sit in the seminars after I give my presentation. I sit in the other sessions. I'm picking up new things every day, whether it's how someone does a presentation or new subject matter that's affecting our profession. So I feel that I'm growing personally and professionally every day in this. And I tell my friends, I feel like I hit a grand slam. I'm just running the bases because it really has been something else. And I only wish that everybody could have the opportunity that I'm having. So what I try to do, and it relates back to a book that I read about greater than yourself, and I'm trying to take all these life experiences I have and all these things I'm learning, and I'm trying to share it with everyone else as I go across the country. And the thing to raise them up and help them to be more educated, learn from my mistakes, learn from my experiences and my successes and things I've read about. But the thing that I see is that really makes me feel good, if you just take a couple of things. I mention a book in a speech, and then you start to see several states using this part of their strategic plan. I talk about my business card with my core values on the back, and you see more and more CPAs that come up to me after saying, I'm going to have my business card printed with my core values on the back, including when I went to India 2 weeks ago, and a chartered accountant in India came up to me. He said he read my speech, and he went out and had his whole firm change their business cards. They have the core values and the mission statement on the back. And that makes you feel real proud of what you're doing, that you're having an impact. And the most important thing of all is we're preparing the future leaders of our profession. Whether you talk about the Leadership Academy, which we just put on, which I'm so proud of, it's taking the next generation of leaders in our profession and teaching them leadership skills. Not telling them how to think, it's teaching them how to make decisions and challenge people and ask questions. And how to work when you have authority and how to exercise leadership even when you don't have authority. How to have courageous conversations that generally most people want to just walk away from. But it's so important to have these courageous conversations and challenge people so that the end result is we want to get the highest level goal. You don't get there by avoiding the situation. You get there by challenging and asking questions and having veracity, which is always searching for the truth, as opposed to just the word truth. It's a one-time thing. Veracity is always searching for the truth so you can get better at it.
If there were one message that you'd want CPAs to take away from the time that you've spent, what would that message be?
I would say the one message would be, don't ever forget that the P in CPA stands for public. And we have a public interest that we have to do. We have to help our clients understand to be a success. But in the end, to always remember that the whole global economic system is based on trust. And that's what we bring to the table is this trust. So we can never ever forget that that P in CPA stands for public.
Well, Ernie Almaty, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
That was Ernie Almaty. He's outgoing chair of the AICPA. And if you want to take a closer look at the issues that are impacting CPAs these days and the opportunities that exist, don't miss our fall series of professional issues updates and town hall meetings. They're free for MACPA members, they're worth 4 hours of CPE credit, and they're among the most popular and best-reviewed programs that the MACPA offers. You can find a meeting near you by visiting www.macpa.org/townhall. Thanks for listening. For details about these and other issues that impact CPAs, contact the Maryland Association of CPAs at 1-800-782-2036 or visit us on the web at www.macpa.org.